Okay, the Mishnah. Hamimane imoi achar b'chelkoi. If, let's say first you have five people brought the korban together. Now one of these five people, one in his portion, like he has one fifth of the korban, he wants to include more people in his fifth. Like he's telling another five people, you come onto my fifth, and we'll share it together, and there'll be a kezayis for each one of us. Is alocha rishoyin b'nei chabura, the original five people could tell this fifth person that made a new chabura out of it, liten lo yeshloi, have to see, we'll give you the one fifth that you deserve. V'oichu mishloi, and you take your one fifth and eat it where you want with your friends, v'ein oichu mishlem, and we'll eat the other fifth, the other four fifths between ourselves. In other words, these five people were friends. So they want to eat together. But now that one of them included another five friends, these first five people, or four people, have right to say, I don't like your friends. You want to have more friends than your portion? Zuntay. But take and eat in your house, and we'll eat separate. That's muta. So drashim amana chemim el pischei. Echad b'nei chabur, one of the five people. Shehim no acherim imoy. He included now new people. Al chelko and his portion. B'loi das chabura. Without asking the other four people. Is Rishoyin loy maloy. The other four people now could tell this fifth person, take your fifth. And take and eat it with your friends. As chelkecho. Would your chelek take someplace else? And Zakrashi, the Isle Laitan, our town of the Mishnah holds, Pesach Necho Bebeis Chaburus. One korban could be eaten by two different chaburus, two different parties. As long as whenever you sit down to eat, you only eat there and no place else. But Metzchil, you have to sit down in two different places. Here also, the first four people could tell the fifth person, take your five people and eat someplace else. So the Mari Boyalu, I have a question. B'nei Chabur, you have five people that brought a korban together. Shor yodav shel echad mehem yofos. Now when it came to eat the meat, one guy, mamish, knows how to eat very fast, and he can eat mamish five times as much as the other four people can eat. So what's the halacha? Mao shiyoy maloy, what can these four people now tell this fifth person? Toil chelkecho v'tzei. Hetzach tzei. First there were five people together, and we meant to say each one would get a fifth of the korban. But not that we're going to put the korban down together, and we'll all start eating together. Because if we all start eating together, you're going to finish half of the korban, and we'll only have to share the other half between the four of us. And that's not right. We only meant to say we'll give you one fifth. So right now we have a right to say, here's one fifth of the korban, that's all. Even in 2 seconds, very good. But you're not going to get nothing more. We're going to take our time for next hour and eat the other ones, the rest of it. Could we do that or not? Hey, zman shiyor muloy. Tol chakacho. Take your one fifth, but say, and eat it, that's all, nothing more. Me or me, do we say, motzi omulu, this fifth person could say no. Hokal bilson, you were makabu, you accepted me. In other words, the pshat for accepting means all five are going to sit down to eat together. And we'll eat together means that we all take the meat together, and if I could eat half of the carbon, while you'll be eating the other parts, I can still do that. I do, maybe no. Motzi lemeilo, they could tell this fifth person, ki kablinon, when did we accept you? Litikun ezvicha. Only in order that we want the carbon to be a good carbon. In other words, we don't want meat to be left over. We don't want it to be nicer. We know if only four of us will be here, we can't eat so much to be leftover meat. So we included you that you should be able to finish up the last fifth, that it won't be leftover meat. But adat, you finish up half of the carbon, well, we'll be eating up the only one fifth. Like ablitcho, we didn't accept you. That's the shaila. Could they say such a svar or not? When you accept five people by a carbon together, like what's in mind then? Do we say in mind is we eat all together? Or no, we eat portions. Trashi yodav yofis. Lish nemaya, nice lushin to say, nemaya lechel har, but this person can eat very fast, he can eat a lot. So he'll eat half the korban while the other four people are eating the other half. Is kalbilsun, mi kablusuni. You accepted me, alechem upon you. Lecha v'kol koichi b'dom alolu. I paid one fifth now, and the money I gave, I have a right to eat as much as I can eat. Just like you could eat as much as you could eat, I can also eat the kol koichi, all my might. I can eat five times as much as you. That's tough. Or else, no, the other side is Litzkunish Zvicham. Shlayiya Naisem. We only accepted you because we wanted you to eat one fifth of the carbon, that there should not be any meat left over. Visharuncha Lamaichu Sharban Yadim. We thought you'll eat one fifth, and we'll eat the other four fifths, and there'll be nothing left over. but we did not accept you that you should either have more than us? That's the question. Did you have such a das in mind or not? Toshima, Hanau Mishnah says, Hamamana Cherimi Moya Chelkoi. If one of the five people now decide to include another five people on his portion, Rishoyin B'nei Chabura, the other four people have right to tell this fifth person, Litan Le'eshaloi, we'll give you one-fifth, V'hu Oichel Le'eshaloi, and V'hein Oichel Le'eshalehem, that this one-fifth you'll divide between your five friends, and we'll divide the other four-fifths between ourselves. Is my timer, what is the reasoning here? Why do they have right to give that person only one-fifth, and say, keep and eat it by yourself? Lav mishum tevilek yidayim shalechad miyam yofis. Because now that you included five people on your portion, if we're all going to sit together, it's like you're eating now five times as much as we're eating. And we don't want that. So you see, we have a right to stop one guy from eating five times as much as the other of us. Because really, there were five people together. So the das is, all five have a right to eat one-fifth of the carbon. So if you went and included another five people in your fifths, so take your one-fifth and let them all eat it together. But we're not going to let you, all your five people, eat together with us. Because then you're going to be eating more than we are. So you see, we have a right to stop you. So Mara says no. Now, Yavi Sagrad, if you're going to tell me, Yodis Yofis, Motsi Yomulhu, Kablison, if you're going to tell me now, even though one person eats a lot very fast, he has a right to complain and say, you can't stop me. At the beginning, we came together, all five of us, tea together. So it was like here also. Nevi hai ki yodav yofis. Say it's a kashra now Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the four people have a right to tell the fifth person, go away, eat by yourself? Why? Even if this now the fifth person has like five people eating together, but that's the svara kablison. You accept it upon yourself. Doesn't matter how many people sit down to eat, you accept it. That's it. We'll all eat together. So Mara says, no, there's no tushtel. Amri loy, I tell you, there's no rhyme from here. I tell you, deyo shani. Maybe different people are different. So what? The inami tarvaya kichad mevnei chabura hu diachli motzi amrili. That the loynichalei inish nuchrin gabon. That really, I tell you, maybe. If one person eats a lot, the original five people, even if they find out now that one of these five mamish could eat five times as much as the other ones, he has the right to eat five times. Because at the beginning, you accepted all tea together. Why does our Mishnah say, if one person has guests over, you have a right to throw them away? That's the chat, because they're different people, they're guests. You don't like them as a guest. In other words, you wanted us five people, we know, we're friends, we want to eat together. Now that you include another five people, not the chat, because they're going to eat too much, but because we don't want to be with their chabur, with their company. So therefore, since they're new people, I have a right to throw away those people, we don't want to be with you. Vashenkin, if you have the original five people, just now it comes out one of them can eat tremendously fast, more than the other ones, maybe you can't stop him. He has a right to say, you accepted me, I could eat the same time you, we'll all eat together. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Hashamish she'ochol kezayis bosim b'tzaratana. We had the Gemara before, that if a shamish, that he was included, a waiter, he was included on the Korban Pesach. And this Tana is going that when you start eating your Korban Pesach, you can only eat it in one place and not in two places. Wherever you start eating, that's where you have to finish. And if you go to another place, you can't eat there. So now the waiter that made a mistake by mistake, and he ate a kezayis of the meat, Pitzana Tano, while he was taking the Korban Pesach out of the oven, after it was roasted, right there by the Tana, he ate a kezayis. So now he's up the creek like. Because what is he going to do with the rest of the meat, the churi? He's going to serve it to the other Bnei Chabura by the table. And once they take the meat to the table, he can't eat there anymore. Because his makam now is eaten by the tanner. So what should this waiter do? So we say, Yemoy Yipikech, he was a smart person. Memala Krisi Mimenu. Let him fill his stomach up right there and then. Right now, when he started to eat by the tanner, by the oven, let him finish eating right there. In Mashenk, let's say he didn't do that. So now, Imrotzu Bnei Chabura Lasis Toivom, if the other five people want to do the waiter a favor, they could do him, Toivimoy, Boyin V'yoshu Mitzidoy. They could bring their table next to the tanner and sit down and eat right there, kidei that the waiter will still be able to continue eating even later on. V'yoshlim, Divri Abudis, this is what Abudis said. Now the Diak is Rotzuin. If the five people want to be nice to the waiter, they can be nice to him. Avaloi Rotzuloi. But if they don't want to be nice to him, they have right to say to the waiter, we're sitting down by the table. You have to bring that meat to us. And Enoch Nami, once they bring the meat over here, the waiter can't eat anymore. So you see, the waiter doesn't have a time to say, what do you mean you're taking the meat away from me? I was part of the cheshbon. I have a right to eat also. The more of am I. Why do they have a right to stop the waiter from eating? Like to tell the waiter, bring the meat to the table here. Neymalu, why doesn't the waiter tell back to these five people? Hoka Bilson, you accepted me at the beginning with five people together with the carbon. So if you can tell me, like, we're mamish all five together, and we have to stick together, so now that the waiter, or be Allah, if anybody, one person started to eat there, all four people have to come next to him, and they have to let them all finish eating right here. Why can they tell the waiter nothing doing? We want to meet by us. And the Gemara Shani Yosem, by a waiter you have no raya. I'll tell you, a waiter is different. The Yamrile, the four people could tell the waiter, Kikab Lincho, when did we accept you to be part of our korban? Like we knew you're the waiter. Is Adaita the Nitrucho Kamon? Adas that you're going to work for us. That's a waiter. A waiter works for us. Obalamitzrach long vidoch, Lekab Lincho. But that we should do something for you. That we never accepted, like here. You did something wrong. You started to eat by the Tanner. So you want us to be able to make us eat our korban over there by the Tanner. We don't want to do that. We don't want to work for you, like do something for you. So all you say to the waiter is, a waiter, you have to work for us. So that's why here, they have a right to tell the waiter nothing doing. If we want to eat by the table, you have a right to do it. But by not by a waiter, by normal five people, maybe each one has an equal right to do as much as they want. Toshima, come and bring another raya. B'nei Chabura, you had five people. Shohayu Yodov, Shalechel Niyem Yofus. One of these five people came out to be a tremendous eater. He could eat five times as much as the other people could. Is Alocha Rishoyin Loimer. This person has a right to say, Toil Chelkecha Vitzei. The other four people could tell this fifth person, take the portion, one fifth of the curb, that's all, and go out. So the clear raya here that they were not accepted at the beginning to eat as much as he could, but rather he's only accepted to be part of the korban and that it shouldn't be nicer. But how much does he eat? An equal portion, only one fifth. For lawyer, now it says another halacha. Elafilu, chamisha, you have five people, v'yosa sibulis, and they made. Rashi says, tarubes sudis shall call you Moshe Shana. Five people made up like we'll all eat together. One day by you, one day by me, one day by him. Stam, not as a korban Pesach. Stam, they made up their sudas throughout the year, we'll share together. Is Alocha Rishoyin Loimaloi. They could tell this person also, Tel Chalkachov it say. In case, now after they made up these five people who all eat together, they see now one guy, Kanainhor, can eat five times as much as everybody else. They have a right to say nothing doing. We're not going to feed you every time that you eat up all the food. We're going to make up that you get one fifth and that's all. And we get the other fourths. But I call upon him four fifths. I'll call upon him, Shemamin, if we have a clear rayon, that you have a right to stop the person from eating up half of the carbon, he only gets his portion, one-fifth, that's all. For the Gemara, now, my v'loyoid, what does the Brayso mean to say, not only by a carbon Pesach, but even by a regular meal? Gemara says, loy mi boy koma, not only here, but even here. Loy mi boy, not only by Pesach, by carbon Pesach. The Motzi Yamla, they could tell the person, ki kab lincha. You know, when we accepted all five together, you know what we meant to say? Let's kunis vicha. We only meant to say that all of us should eat the meat, that no meat should be left over to be nicer. But how much you could eat? For sure, we only meant equal portions, only one-fifth each one of us. Elo, but the chiddush is now, even by regular meals throughout the week, when you made up to five people that will eat at different people's houses. Nami, I would think there, the tzavsa biyamahu, I would think there what? The reason why we made up to eat together, because we like the company. We want all five of us to be together. So I would think, since you want my company means that you have to let me eat as much as I could. The chiddush is no, still, Rishoyim Leimelo, we can tell this person, I want your company good, but not to eat up all the food. And you're going to eat up five times as much as we, for that we wouldn't accept you. You only have the right to eat one-fifth like anybody else. Yeah. Ika the army, some say like this. Holoi Boilon, this was never a doubt. Elohoch Yudi Boilon, this was a doubt. Bnei Chaburim, you have these five people on the Korban Pesach. Rishoyin Lechalik, are they allowed to divide up? Or Yain Rishoyin Lechalik? That was the Sharla. Could they divide up or can't they divide up? Toshima, come and bring your raya. Bnei Chabura. In other words, Shaila from. Like Rashi says, but Rishoyin Lechalik. Lechalik Pesach Bnei Lechol Lechal Chelika Megiyah. Are they allowed to divide up the carbon equal? We have five people right now, so each one gets a fifth. Or else, no, we have to leave the meat, like the old korban in front of us, but we keep on taking pieces from the korban. That's the shayla. Not halacha here, whether one is a fresher, it could eat more. Stam, how do we divide up the korban Pesach? Do we metchila divide it up a fifth to each of us? Or else, no, we leave the portion in front of us, and everybody eats from it. Stam, shayla namal, how to eat from the korban Pesach? Toshima, b'nei chabur shor yodesh lechem yam yofis. His rishoyim loy maloy toch hakachovet say. So you see, well, we can tell this one person eats too much. We're not going to give you more than one fifth. So churtzurayi all over, we divide it up. And the Gemara, no, yodesh yofis in. Obein, because there's a deep yofis yoda yofis in only because he eats too much. That's why we give him his portion. Obein yoda yofis loy. But mashmi, if all of us eat normally, then we don't divide up in four, and like each one get a fifth. Rather, we all eat together from the same portion. Shema mina, that's the way it is. It's only if one person is the bigger eater, then we say he only gets one fifth. But everybody eats normally, then we don't divide the korban, but rather we eat kiseder from the same portion, from the same korban. We have Papa, Rav Huna, Bread, Rav Yeshua, Areva, Rifta, Bad Yadodi. They went to sit, eat the meal together. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Bread, Rav Yeshua, they ate together. So, Adiocha, Rav Huna, Bread, Rav Yeshua, Chada, well, this is not by Korban Pesach. Sam, they're eating through the middle of the week. While he finished up one portion, is Ocha Rav Papa Bo, Rav Papa finished up four portions. And Rav Papa was a big man, and he ate a lot, so he was able to eat four times as much as Rav Huna did. Omalei, so he told him, Polagli, divide up for me. I don't want to eat up the whole portion. Like, well, made up. I'll eat by you today. You eat by me tomorrow. Man, nothing doing. You're going to eat twice, five times, or four times as much to me today and tomorrow. I want you to divide up now the meal. You eat half and I'll eat up half. Omalei, he answered back, Kablisa, no. You accepted me to be your chayes to eat together today. I'm your company today. You have to let me eat as much as I want. So, Eis Veikolani to you. So, they asked all these questions. Vishoni Krishnina, and he answered all the truths, and there's no raya. Eisfe, have one kashra on you. V'nei chabura, that the last dach v'nei chabura, that if one person eats too much, I have right to divide up. Omalei hosam diamrulei, ki kablina latkunes vicham. By a korban Pesach, I could say, you know why we accepted you? Only because we don't want it to be nicer. Mashenkin here was not talking about a korban Pesach time, we're good friends. And living together, you have to let me eat as much as I want. Eisfe, have another raya from you. Sibulis. There it's talking about clearly stam asuda that you sit down to eat together and still we could divide up. Is enichnami polakle? So when he brought him a raya from Sibulis, there it's mashmi even by regular suda. If one person eats too much, you have right to divide the meal up in half. So enichnami he divided up in half. Ozal, so he got finished eating with a papa. Mashmi wouldn't eat with him anymore. His male ozal ori badi ravina. So now this Rav Huna Bread of Yeshua took another partner to eat with. He went to eat by Ravina. Is what happened now? Adiocha Rav Huna Bread of Yeshua Choda, while it took Rav Huna Bread of Yeshua to eat one portion, Ocha Ravina Timna. Ravina finished eight portions. Not only like Rav Papa, four portions, but now he finished eight portions. Is almost what Rav Huna said. Neya papi, let me have 100 papis. V'loi Chod Ravina, not one Ravina. Ravina eats eight times as much as I'm eating. Rav Papa only ate four times. Let me have him. So I don't know, vice versa, Rav Huna was a slow eater. But I call upon him, that's the halacha though. If you're sharing a meal together, and one guy can eat more than you, two or three times more than you, you have right to stop him and saying, we're eating together now, you get half the suda, I get half the suda. It takes me 5 hours, so what? You're finished in 5 minutes, it'll take me 5 hours. But I have right to say, we sat down to eat together, you half and me half. You can't eat eight portions, if I eat one. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah. Hamamana Acherim Imoya Pischai. Somebody had a Korban Pesach, and then he decided before the Shchita, he added on more people. More people gave him money. He gave them a chilek of his Korban Pesach. V'yal Chagigosoi, who are then, you bring a Korban Chagiga. If you have too many people there, so you want to have more meat to eat, you bring a Korban Chagiga of Pesach, is Moyeshe B'yodoi Chulun. The Lachar is the money they have in the hand is Moyeshe of Chulun. The Gemara will soon explain, how do you have money Shechulun here? The Chur were talking about the Pesach was a Korban Pesach already, and the money was money that they were mafrish, they set aside for a Korban Pesach. So the Chur, the money is Hegdish, and the Korban is Hegdish. So how do you have money in the hand that's Chulun? The Gemara will soon explain. Right? Another din the Brisa says is that v'amoicher v'alosu shlomav. If somebody owns a korban oilo, or he owns a korban shlomim, and he sells it to somebody else that wants to bring a korban oilo, korban shlomim, lo yosav leklum. That's the lacha. The korban doesn't belong to you. You have no right to sell it. And the person that buys it didn't gain anything. He went to buy a korban oilo, nothing doing. The korban oilo still belongs to the first owner, and we'll soon see he loses out his money. Umoyes kol shein yiplu nadova. This money now, whatever's left over from this money, you have to give over to the nadova. The nadova means that the sale is not chal, so the original person still owns his korban oilo. The person that gave the money now does not get his money back, but rather that money has to go to the Beis Hamikdash for nadova. Once you tell me now, Reuven that owned these kabonis has no right to sell to Shimon, so when Shimon gave the money to Reuven, it's like a maker's toys. Is Moyes a Mayitlu Nadova? Why do we say this money goes to the Beis Hamikdash, to the kabonis, to the Nadova? It should go back to Shimon. It's like a maker's toys. Shimon gave his way his money. He gave his money to Reuven. I'm not to buy the korban. But if you're telling me now, Reuven has no right to sell the korban, so the money should go back to Shimon. Or my Rovos, Rovos gives a teretz, you're right. Really, the money should have went back to Shimon. Or but Knossa, here it's a Knas. That Rabbanu don't want this to happen again. We want to teach you a lesson. Don't go and buy a korban for somebody else. Because the halacha is, you can't buy kabonis. Kabonis like Bronta Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you want to make a korban, you have to buy yourself a behemoth that's chulin and be maktish that korban. But you can't go and buy korban for somebody else. So we want to teach you a lesson not to do it again. So we made a knas that the money that you gave away, you lose it out. So Rashi says, "Omar Rava Kenosa, Kansu Rabbanu Lekayin." The Rabbanu made a knas, the one that bought it. He should not go and buy it a second time. Another oil ushlamin. Therefore, they made a knas that his money belongs to Hegdish now. Fred Gemara, my kolshen. What do you mean, even a little bit of the money? Luchur is saying now all the money belongs to Hegdish. So Gemara means like this: Achidish, Afagad lehevi shavi ele abo. Even though the korban oil really should only cost $4, v'yoyv lechamisha, and he gave $5. So I would think what that the $5 he gave, he did not give a terrorist a korban. He gave a terrorist a matana to Reuven. So maybe that $5 he should for sure get back. That's the Chiddush. Even this extra dollar that you gave over to Reuven, even though really that dollar was not given for the korban, because you know the korban only costs $4. So that extra dollar, who you only gave them for a matana for a present. So I would say the present you should get back. Kamashmala, no. The Rabbanu made such a kanas upon you that they took away all the money. All that money now goes to Hegdish. Now, I said before, Oma Ula, Vitem Ravoshia. Efsha Yodin Chavrin Bavloi Taimadai Musa. Maybe you, Chavrin, you people from Bavol, will be able to explain to me the first part of this Braisa. The what? Zehifrish Tlela Pitzchoi. One person now has the Kerm Pesach already. He was already Maflish a lamb for his Kerm Pesach. The Zehifrish Moista Pitzchoi. And these other people were already Maflish set aside money to buy a Kerm Pesach. So they made a good Shidduch now that the people gave the money to this person that already has his Kerm Pesach. How do you have this money now that goes out to Chulin? If the behemoth would have been Chulin, and you have money that goes to Hegdish, so you say with your money of Hegdish, you're buying a behemoth, so now the behemoth comes Hegdish, and the money goes out to be Chulin. There's a pidyon, you have Hegdish on to Chulin. But here that both are Hegdish, the money was already Hegdish, and the behemoth was already Hegdish, how does it go out to Chulin? There's nothing to make it come into Chulin. Hegdish Shalomo means if you have money of Hegdish, you can be paid with it. Like say, I'll buy something else for Hegdish, so this other thing becomes Hegdish, and the money goes out free. But here, both the money and the korban is Hegdish already. That's the kasha. So Moran says, Omar Abaya, Ela, the one teretz is the way Rav Oishi says. Rabbi says, if not for Avoshi's tariffs, Om Rabbi, Elav, the Yukme Rabbi Yoshiyam, Leahib, Maman, Zoyna, Pishoi, for Rabbi He, Ravoshi explained the Bryce later that says that if somebody Yachmanis has Nus with a Zoyna, and he tells the Zoyna, I'll give you a Korban Pesach for your pay. So Allah reads, it's Chala Din Esnan Zoyna. That's the Allah of Tama Zoyna. Allah of Esnan Zoyna in the Torah is, if he has Nus with a Zoyna, and you tell the Zayin, I'll give you an animal for your pay, that animal now is also to be brought for korban. That's called an Esnan Zayinah. You're allowed to eat the animal for a chulun, it's kosher. Just to bring it for korban, it's not a nice payment, it's meis, he can't bring it for korban. That's called esnan zoyna. The matana, the pay you give to a zoyna, if you gave her an animal, she can't bring that animal for korban. Now, what about if somebody gave a zoyna? He has nusvus of his erev pesach, and he gave his korban pesach for the pay. So locher is it's chal the din esnan zoyna, and you can't use that korban for korban pesach. That's the way of Oishia says that the bright letter says such a locha goes according to Rebbe. So, according to Abaye, what do we see? Luchur, if you already made a Korban Pesach, how could you say now when you give it to the Zoyna, it becomes also a Zesnan Zoyna? Luchur, once it's a Korban Pesach, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So you're not even allowed to give it to the Zoyna, it's not Chal an Esnan Zoyna. So why does it become an Esnan Zoyna? So the Chiddush is that Rebbe holds the Korban Pesach is still called Mamam Bailim. It's not really called Hegdish. Like when a person is Magdish or Korban Pesach, he has in mind to leave over some part of it that still belongs to him. Like we'll soon see, in case he realizes he doesn't have clothing for Pesach. So what's he going to do? He'll take his Korban Pesach and he'll tell somebody else, you want to buy part of my Korban Pesach? Zuntaid, give me $100. So he'll take the $100 now and buy himself a suit. I, Lechur, he already made the Korban Hegdish. The Torah says no. By a Korban Pesach, the Das says the person doesn't make the whole thing Hegdish. He has in mind to leave over part of it, that he still wants it, that if I want to get money for it, I can get money for it. That's why if you give it to a Zoyna, it's Takechal Esnan Zoyna. Because part of it was not Hegdish, therefore what's Chulin like, if you give it to the Zoyna, you paid her for it, and now it's got a Chshein, this was pay for a Zoyna, you can't use it for Korban anymore. So Abaye says, that's the way Rav Oishia learned. But Abaye says, if Rav Oishia wouldn't have said that, I would not have learned that pshat. Now what's pshat over here? I would say the din of Esnan Zoyna goes Aliba, it's talking about Kochim Kalim. It's talking about regular Kochim Kalim of Korban Shlomim. The Aliba the Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's going according to Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita. The Yoma the Rabbi Yosef Glili always holds Kochim Kalim Mama Bailim Hu. Kochim Kalim is not so strict to Kedusha, it always still belongs to the Bailim. That's why the din later, if somebody gives a Zoyna for pay, his Korban, it's Chal. Why is the Chalai Tegdish? It's talking about Kochim Kalim, only a Shlomim that still belongs to the owner. Therefore, if you give it to a Zayna, it's considered you gave her something. Now it's called the pay for the Znus, and you can't use it for the Korban. Avol, but Abaye was saying, the Pesach, but by regular Korban Pesach, know what I would have said? Loi Mishayir Inish. A person does not leave over anything. When you're Makdish your Korban Pesach, you mean to make it Hegdish Lagamri. That's what Abaye would have said. But Rav Oishia says not like that. Rav Oishia says, that the Braisa later says, you can give a Zayna even a Korban, even means a Korban Pesach. Because people leave over even a Korban Pesach, some schus, to use it for their own use yet. But Zakta Bayam, of a Bemoyis, but the money, if somebody is Makdish money, I set aside money now, with this money I want to go buy a Korban Pesach. Vadai for sure, Mishayah Inish. Of people leave over the right to use the money for himself. The Mikor at the beginning, Kimafishtu, when people set aside the money for his Korban Pesach, Adai Tadachi Mafishtu, he zikha had in mind to leave over him. That in case he needs this money for some other use, I want to use the money for some other use, and I'll buy a Korban Pesach someplace else. So that's John this Bryce over here also. That's what the Bryce says, the money in the hand is still chulin, means even though the money was money set aside to buy a Korban, but even though you set aside money for Korban, you don't mean to make that money Hegdish. By a Korban Pesach is different, because since you have to have a lot of expenses by Pesach, maybe you want the money to be used for something else. So that's John this Bryce son. Even though the money was set aside for a Korban Pesach, still does not have any Kedusha. The money is still called Chulun. That's the way Abaye learns Pshat in this Braisa. All right, we'll stop here.